On May 6, 1981, Mrs. Annie Bennett, formerly of Angoon, was interviewed by Madonna Moss at her residence at the Admiralty or the Mountain View Apartments in Juneau. Mrs. Bennett is a Tlingit speaker, and her daughter, Elsie John, was kind enough to translate.
Fishing, the sockeyes, mm-hmm. And from there they used to go up into the lakes to get beaver.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what Minnie Johnson mm-hmm. said too.
Yes.
She said. So you say that there was a saltery there?
No, that my grandparents. See, they used to get the salmon, and I used to listen to my grandmother say that. Well, in the olden days, there was no cold storage. No, they didn't know about ice. So the way they had to hold it fresh like was to use salt. Mm-hmm. So they did that, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe they sold it after that. I don't. But all I used to remember is my grandmother telling the story that they used to put up the salmon that way.
Mm-hmm. One thing that Minnie mentioned also was that they fished there and brought the fish to the cannery at Killisnoo.
Yes, that could be what it is. In order to hold it, they had to have it in salt.
Mm-hmm. But I guess they smoked it there, too, for their own use.
Yeah, they had a... In the olden days, they didn't know that, very little education that during that time, so they didn't have, they made use of this land without mm-hmm. asking the white people. Mm-hmm. They felt like it is theirs. Mm-hmm. See, they were growing up there from the time being, from generations after generations. Mm-hmm. So they didn't go to the forest office and say, mm-hmm. I'm going to use this land. Because they were there all the time,
right.
And they made use of the land. They lived off the land.
Right, yeah. This particular site, Minnie described as it was a place, and she named the people that lived there,
mm-hmm.
and so I wanted your mother to tell me. She said, but I don't remember and exactly, this is what I remember, but you should talk to Annie Bennett about that.
Mm-hmm.
The people that she said lived there were, and I'll mispronounce the Tlingit words because I don't remember
mm-hmm.
exactly how she said them, but one was... Janashtuk, not George Dim,
mm-hmm.
but another, it's a name that sounds to me like that. He was Shorty Johnson's father.
Du ich zu gaie wurde. Ach, sich kach gehet du ich was hat es sagen.
Es ist ein Tien.
Oh, according to my mother, Shorty Johnson's father, senior, or see, my grandfather was also known as Samuel Johnson. That's the way I got it. But I guess they used to call him Shorty Johnson.
Okay.
And my uncle was Samuel Johnson. That was married to Minnie Johnson.
That
mm-hmm.
makes sense. So
and Shorty Johnson, in other words,
you
used to live in.
Yeah.
So, I was at the Sakon of Sisko. Was it the Sakon of Sisko?
Was it the Sakon of Sisko?
used to live there with him. Was a brother to Shorty Johnson, used to live there. And another people that used to live there was Klush Khan, that's a nephew.
He was married to one of Shorty's sisters?
Yeah, that's my grandmother.
What was her name?
In Tlingit?
Yeah.
In Tlingit, her name was Kinkuge.
And what did that? Did you have an English name too?
Dora. Dora Klush
Khan. Oh, okay.
Was a sister to my grandmother, Anna Johnson, Shorty Johnson's wife. Just to eat out the washi, ah, at has at nachlayeh, ta sist at chaye, ye eat that. Ah, as to cook it, ah, the heck.
You are good.
Ah. She said she was born there in this land. And she said that they used to live there in the olden days. She was naming them They used to put smoked salmon, and beaver trapping. She was naming them up in Tlingit too.
The various place names?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be possible to point on the map as we name those and I could number them?
Is this the last lake she wants to know?
Yeah, this is Salt Lake. But then there's another lake here.
Where is the strong current?
The falls, where the falls are is right here. And there is that rock where the cross is.
Ich She said, after they had a bigger same boat, a bigger boat, the bigger boat couldn't go up there. So they moved. They used to have a smokehouse there, but.
So that would have been like in the
1920s? Somewhere along this place that one of my uncles died from a falling log. Somewhere along. So when this land claim came through, my mother's sister was Fanny James. During that land claim time, she is the one that told my mother to make sure that she put a claim against this land.
Was she married to George James?
Yes, uh-huh.
And she was Annie's sister?
Annie's true sister, uh-huh. And she asked for all of us to put claim around there. Because from now the time you go back and have a grandparents, whatever it is, they have a right to it. So that's the way she spoke to us. So I don't remember where the claims are. The claim is, the way we know is that we didn't put claims there because we want to sell things from there or anything. We felt that because that's our birthright, you know. We belong there, and our children too. No matter where they go, they still belong to Andrew. And now, the way that when you look along the shores, you see where the logging has been. And many years you didn't see that. So we felt that we wanted to help and make Angoon what it is, you know, like we didn't want a logging going on or anything happening there. So we felt that we would be part of it to help, you know, keep Angoon as what it is.
Right.
You never know when when the time comes, even our grandchildren, there's very many, they would want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to help and keep it that way. But I guess they had a misunderstanding when we put the claim down. Next thing we know that, and there have been rumors too, we wanted to go back, but there are people that, you know, that, like when the first land claim came, we wanted to put our name in with it. We moved here because of one of my children had a severe rheumatic fever growing, and we had to have chartered plane to come into Juneau all the time. And then there came a time when all our children had to go to high school, and they paid tuition to go to school. You know, so we moved here to Juneau so that we can make them educated. You know, that's the law.
Right.
So
the island now is
I know that, but
what I would say is that, well, another thing too, that you hear about this national monument at Glacier, I'd hate for people to suffer. Like, you can't go into that national monument unless you're permitted to.
But that's a national park, and that we're national forest, and so one of the things that we're real concerned about is that subsistence is a priority, is awarded a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Was your mother able to point to the places and name them?
Yes, that's what she was telling me. She was telling me that it's above that rock. She pointed out this here, this place here. And she said that this is where the, just like the way the Mrs. Johnson told it.
She's
telling you about along the way from the place where they used to live. It's where my uncle died. That's what she's telling me.
Your Uncle Sam?
No,
or
Uncle George Johnson.
Oh, George.
Was the first husband to Minnie Johnson. She's telling just exactly what I told you a little while ago, that that's where she grew up. She's telling about how they used to.
1915,
how they used to go for beaver and sell it to the Charlie Goldstein.
Is Charlie Goldstein a trader, or?
He used to own a business here.
The Goldstein Building?
Uh-huh. He used to have a business in that.
In
Aikakji,
yeah.
Buy that belt when they brought it to him.
Yeah, that's it in Kananik. In Gunyapen, Aikakji, yeah. Yatsatin Kab, this Ahmese. I too. Yeah, I was a whole in Yanak, the Gunjin. Quint or act to hear in Akua.
Not too far from this place, somewhere along the way, they used to own gardens.
There were gardens of the site that I was at, and I want to show you some pictures of that. We could talk about that.
She said that they used to live there as just one family. There were no other people there before. Mm-hmm.
Did they live there all year round or just the summer and the fall?
May it was not chin shack there is. Sicket the Akawa Akoxity, you are may it. Sicket the car.
Around May, these
dark Akhut and not
until. Oh.
Honeshak, I used was up open a kind of a pinch.
Did
they live in Angoon in the winter? Okay, I used to address that. I used to live in Angoon. Skating. James to Ish.
Her uncle.
Yeah,
used to live there too, George James' father. George James was married to her sister.
What was his name?
Was it the second little Kakenach?
Ah, so what?
I went George James to Ish.
Jim James.
Was a brother to her mother. Jim James was uncle to them. There was no other people besides them, just as a family. As one family, they used to get around and live there.
Mrs. Johnson, who saw her in Aki, what the clan and Nata, which can be charged with it in the Taho City.
What is
the way as a queer to the aging? Fish yet kid. Hinchin, who's conjun Akafa.
What Mrs. Johnson said.
Hawaiian and Yachtin. Tis us. So you talked to Tien as the movers, the Yusik Paka, the Yunus teacher, Shuli Katanich.
She said that they used to pick blueberries and
Bag Asia Kunas teacher.
Wild apples.
What a curiosity is so with his say what a spud pursue. Hatin key, a car, which I eat a car, e, a woman. Ja, ich will ja gut nach Naschung. Also, du hättest ein kleines, nach Lilkupata, ein Kapanisit, Tag, nach Sani, Wagen, nach Ischokata, ist dann in Chassas Tag, alles nach Kurch. Wutter nach Naschung, wie
Were there bears there?
Along
the way, they used to pick a lot of
berries. Oh,
right.
I meant bears.
Oh, bear.
That,
yeah?
That, did the bear ever bother the village or the
smoke
Seven in the evening, they used to come down towards the beach.
So I kayak, a yak patle to in ten. Yes, mukaus, a kayakla in ten. Ya chick da wage, I do action.
Did
they
not eye
again?
No, not when you, unless you bought a thing, I guess. She's telling about how when they lived there, she knew that there was all kinds of wildlife, even geese.
Minnie was telling me how she drew like a smokehouse like this,
mm-hmm.
and she said that there were four rooms around.
Yeah, that's what she's telling.
And I was wondering,
mm-hmm.
she said she couldn't remember exactly, so maybe you could ask her about where the fires were and who lived where. Or she could draw a picture.
She just got through telling that this addition were bedrooms, and the fireplace was the center.
Incredible. How big were the bedrooms?
Was it could the game ya eat you ah?
Yet ayah ha? Yak eat talking ayah.
What the size
just
of this?
Chayir an. Chayir an. appreciate that in me, that going on a year and was asked. You know, I'm not heen, do not heen, a kahati, you know, I will take the adoos. Yanak, I'm not so kahati, gante.
She said there was a door on this side. That when you opened the door, the trail went to the water, the drinking water. And on the lower side was for entrance.
And
How
large did you say the room? The bedrooms were about
the
size of this room?
About the size of this room. She said it's enough just for sleeping.
Yeah. About 10 by 10 then.
Mm-hmm.
There was spaces like between the bedrooms like this? Was the building shaped like this?
Yeah,
So the smoke house part where the fish were smoked, was that it was bigger than all the bedrooms?
You at can to you to you you take a quite can a quite a good a
take smoke house you kha ya ta ya ta ya hi a khan pa ku ke in smoke house oh and did fish yes chapter as as a shagune khot to ye gas ta kun khan ya taki ke qas a a khosh ket do at ye chaye at kun le ye ya qan at do ak ye khalte u ata yes we fish tayi ya te we it kha te qa akhas ayi akhakos ayi akhakos ayi akhlikos ayi we nakh a
she said that just like this. She said that. That just like she said that.
How big was this smokehouse
part? It used to hold 400 fish. There was four places where the fire is, and in the middle is where they walked like a flooring.
Oh.
But where they put the fire, they had sand on the where they make the fire.
Oh. So there were four fires,
mm-hmm,
for each of the four groups of people?
No. Or? Mostly, is for smoking their salmon.
Oh.
So I imagine that they if they had to cook anything, they had a fire of their own.
And was the whole floor covered with sand, or just where the fires
are? Just where the fires are.
Was there anything on the floor in either of any of the bedrooms?
I imagine. Yeah, they had a floor in.
Mm-hmm. Was it wood or was it sand or?
She said lumber.
She
said the roofings were lumber too.
Oh, okay, so it was like commercial lumber, mm-hmm, as opposed to shakes or.
Mm.
How? I'm
you
curious.
House. Why fish in the Saxony Nowak out to Inuj? This Inuj Akua.
She said after that, smoking fish, they used to get that wild apple, those little apples,
the crab apples,
and they had to put it up for the winter.
I saw a lot of those crab apple trees.
And I was at his table at least to eat it out of the shadows. Sunny. Sunny, Pashan. I was a cat with dat is geen kind gehad. Dus hier heb ik een gezegd.
And she said that after one of her grandfather died, that's when they gave the right to Kukesh to have this part of the land. Mm. They didn't own it right from the beginning, that's what she said.
Yeah, I remember Daniel telling me, and also Minnie telling me that story. Was this place like perhaps, was it a place that was used generations and generations and generations? Your mother described lumber being used to build the structures, and I'm wondering if maybe it was an older site too, that people even further in the past used it.
It used to belong to the Raven clan, Ahanteshitan clan.
Yeah.
So I imagine they lived there. And something happened. So, you know, anything happens like that, you have to.
Minnie was telling me how the Te Kueta used to have canal coup, and that they gave that to the Deshitan, and the Deshitan gave them Mitchell Bay.
I'm trying to find where when Ronald and I first got married, we made a garden somewhere along the way here. And I'm trying to figure it out.
This is what the site looks like now from the beach.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Can,
I want her to see it.
I can see it.
Hey, yeah, back now. That's 10. We are me. I could sit there.
Can we? Maybe I should plug it in somewhere else. Let's see.
I think she'll manage.
Or I can, I wonder if that.
Yeah.
Let's
I think so. Is there another plug in?
Maybe. Let's see.
I could. Yeah, there's another plug in right there. I didn't notice.
Get any better?
Yeah,
maybe
think so.
Better.
Yeah.
Okay. Now. This slide shows the from the beach what it looks like, and you can see like it's the flat area where there are the berries growing.
Mm-hmm.
These were taken about a month ago or 6 weeks ago, so the berries haven't flowered out.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would like to do would be to show the pictures of what the site looks like now, and if your mother can remember what went on where, like if there were houses, maybe we'll look at them first, and then we'll talk about them.
Yeah, think of it.
She
said she recognized the place.
You
did a deity, yeah,
Yes,
you
test
She said that that trees weren't that closer to the beach during that time.
They weren't. There is a lot of new growth there.
She said that little lake-like. She said where it's up a little from that little lake-like right there.
Mm-hmm.
She noticed it's kind of hill-like. That's where they used to have the smokehouse.
Oh, the smokehouse was right out front.
Yeah.
Oh, because some of the other slides, they show in the back, behind the trees, what's in the ground, and there's other things back there. Let's see. Here's another one that shows the new trees. You can see how the trees are young, younger than the ones in the back.
So that us a baby
Did they clear the trees away, or were there just not trees there? I mean, did they go in and cut down the trees, or?
She said she was born there, so she doesn't know. They were already living.
Huh.
So she didn't know. She was not alive when they
cleared it, if they did. This one shows... If you look in this one, we can see that we're back in the woods, and the rows are garden rows back there.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems kind of strange in some ways to have a smokehouse right on the beach and then the gardens behind it,
mm-hmm.
unless these are all new trees too.
Mm-hmm.
So could you ask her if the smokehouse was on the beach out in front and then the gardens were behind it?
It's on a long side, she thinks.
She can recall when
she was small. All she can recollect is that smoke fish do
it.
Could you ask her if there were trees growing there when the gardens were there?
She said the trees were way back, just used to be brushes, berries, and crab apple. There were salmon berries there, and
mm-hmm. there also was crab apple. In fact, in this slide, you can see the crab apple. In the back, there are crab apple. And in the front, it's almost like a platform.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like there had been rocks and things cleared from an area, so it was flattened
mm-hmm.
and then piled up, and then there were all these crab apples.
Mm-hmm.
Could you ask her if she remembers them clearing rocks or... any clearing a flat place for the garden?
Wait, Kaya Shekhoya Teta Sachudatin. You Teko I Kodua Chakiyah. That's the way I call you on. Which side she wants to know? She said it was a hill like where there had a smokehouse.
And
there's a little lake below it.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was like a steps there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That first slide we showed, let's see, we'll go back to it.
Where's that at?
Mitchell Bay.
This one you can see that like a step platform.
Mm-hmm.
That's that first slide again.
Mm-hmm.
And then behind that are those gardens, like just in the woods, in the back of that are those gardens, and then you see, platform,
mm-hmm.
and that's even further back than the gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you can see, but maybe you could point out to her the branches. Sure, the branches in the back there are crab apple.
Mm-hmm.
She said, what about the lake above it where the river comes down through Mitchell Bay?
Yeah.
It's for her father, that's my name. Used to go right up the lake through that stream.
Hmm.
And it's all over the lake. And
trapping,
beaver skin.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that.
And
they used to have log cabins all over that lake. Where you go, that plain lands there now, which poor fishing on that lake.
Oh.
Above Admiralty Island.
Mm-hmm.
Through that lake, they go two lakes. They used to have canoe on each lake.
Mm-hmm.
One last canoe on the last lake.
Hmm.
And they come down right across that, you know, that the Douglas area,
mm-hmm.
that Yance Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They have another canoe up there. They bring their canoe down.
Oh, okay.
And they bring their skins in through the bar and Goldstein buys it from.
Oh, that's interesting. That Matilda Gamble told me about her, I think it was her husband's parents that had done that. They had a place in Hawk Inlet and they portaged the canoes and came to Juneau for the winter.
Her father was Shorty Johnson. It's my grandpa. Her dad.
Right.
And there's one log cabin which is still standing across channel. That's another camp of it. The log cabin, the big log cabin.
And where
it's
is it?
It's still standing.
Where the cannery is at Chatham.
They used to go there too. That camp's all over.
Right.
That's when my mother was born in San Mitchell. That's why she was born up. Well, their father used to fight with my grandfather. Big grandfather, Pushkin, George Pushkin.
He was your grandfather.
They're both the same.
Right.
They're just like brothers.
Mm.
That's why they call themselves Kutznoe Corporation.
And like Kutznoe Inlet. Kutznoe Inlet is the bear.
Who means this? But in our language, we learn that a bear came.
I think it's close.
So Mom was born in that.
That's the spot that we're.
They claim it's their grandfather. That is the same child as my father. My mother's. Father, the same time. They just like three brothers. But he didn't travel on that. It was way down the beach where his log cabin. But it don't connect with the lake where my mom and his father used to trap all around that lake.
Mm-hmm.
Inside Mitchell Bay, they climbed. It's a long story about that.
Oh, yeah. I talked to Minnie Johnson about it.
She don't know, she's from Sitka.
Oh, Minnie Johnson?
She's from Sitka. Different tribe. She's the same tribe.
Minnie's Tekwini?
No. That's Minnie.
Yeah.
From Angoon.
Yeah. No, she was not born in Angoon, yes, Mom?
Oh, yes, she was.
Picked up over here.
Well, she was born in Killisnoo.
No. You're different. She asked her, she told me. She's from Sitka.
You're
Mrs. Johnson married the man's uncle.
To Sam.
They picked her over here when they were getting married.
And she was young. What did your mom say?
It's got nothing to do with my mother's story.
What about Neltushkin?
My sister-in-law, Klink, we call them, was married to my uncle, so she's my sister-in-law, Khani. She was born in Neltushkin.
Oh, is she living now?
Yeah, that's her, Minnie Johnson.
Oh, you're saying Minnie was born at Neltushkin? Oh, because that's not what she told me.
Oh, where was she?
She said, I think she said Killisnoo.
She got made into my mom's brother.
Because
my mom is the only one that's alive now, part of the whole Johnson family.
Oh.
And her sister-in-law was Minnie. Near to her uncle. Samuel G. Johnson.
Right.
Hey, a long time the tribal system was strong.
What did your mom say when you asked her about this slide? With a crab apple.
She said that there was no trees, just blueberry. I mean, that's very brushes around there. The trees used to be way back, she said, and very few too.
And you know when they make our fingers?
She said it looked like during that time when they lived there, it looked like in the olden days there might have been an earthquake. So the trees at that time, her time, looked like they were burnt, like.
Oh, huh.
So now this young tree, she's amazed that it's way down. She said that's her land way back. She plays it.
Yeah.
Mom put a claim in there for the land.
Right. Yeah, I've seen the form for that, yeah. In this, everybody, pardon?
Wait,
I appreciate you coming over to talk to
about. Well, I mean, this is information is invaluable, and it's really easy to lose it.
The oldest one in the
back. Yeah, the
oldest
sister.
Fisherman's Achtofajin Akua Takani Sit Aksa Yin Akli.
Yeah, from where they used to live, there used to be a three channel like of that strong water. There used to be three channel like.
Anechka,
a strong water.
Right, the tides.
This is described in the place there now. This is where the cross is now, is it?
Right, no, not this here.
Right,
that's just a navigational marker or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
chatayin kukus tikch. Yin katu tawza nach kiku kuch. Yatu wa kuhu. Ach, das ist ein Wee. Hat ihr schon
weiter ab.
In this slide, there's, it's kind of hard to see, but maybe you could explain it to your mother. There's a big rectangular depression and mounds around the outside of it. You can see the trees in the back are growing on one of the sides of the mounds, and there's a mound in the foreground, and it's like much bigger than this room. And there's mounds around the outside, and it's square, and it's like sunken in the center. And I'm wondering if you could describe that to your mother so that you could ask her about it.
That's the same place.
Right.
They had something like, well, they used to where they worked on the salmon just before, you know, where they cut. They had a place and they had put up something like logs, you know, to make it. And during the, when it's good weather, they had their salmon to dry.
So it would be like a... a drying place before it was in the smokehouse. And this was a really large area. I mean, it was bigger than, I think, this apartment. Maybe twice the size as the kitchen and the living room. Very large space. Why would there be mounds around the outside of it? Or do you know what I'm... There's like, it's like about this tall. It was kind of like a garden row, only this big. And they form a big rectangle around an area that's like sunken and flat.
They made it like a house, and they had foundation-like.